This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. A Central Coast lawmaker wants to see the federal government step in to take control of the King City Police Department. Earlier this year, Salinas Valley Assemblyman Luis Alejo set into motion an audit of the King City Police Department's policies and procedures. It's still in progress, but in the meantime, he now wants to initiate an investigation by the Department of Justice in coordination with California Attorney General Kamala Harris. The King City Police Department has been in turmoil since February of last year, when about a third of the force was arrested on corruption charges. Since then, it's had constant turnover at the top, and most recently saw its relatively new police chief terminated without cause. The assemblyman says the situation is not acceptable, and the residents of the city deserve better.
When you're hearing it from the community, the businesses in King City, from elected officials, from our law enforcement leaders, you can't help but ask the experts in the field to come in and really let me and the community know what is taking place within the King City Police Department.
The city now says retired Seaside Police Chief Tony Solicito will take over the department on Monday as an interim chief, a job he held earlier this year as well. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.